tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! I wish that I could be
like the cool kids. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz TV After Show. This is Season 3, Episode 1, InstaFight. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my lovely, lovely co-host. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hey, welcome back, you guys. I'm Christina Zias.
And I'm English Cleveland. I missed you guys.
I know. I feel like we haven't been here in so long discussing this show. But I'm really actually excited about this season. Last season, I gotta apologize to some of you because I was hating on this show hardcore last season. I was like, what is this? I didn't like it at all. But I feel the show has a different vibe. The editing is a little different. I don't know if they got a new editor or something, but something is different this season.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like what's happening. But we get started right out the gate, and everyone is naked on the beginning of this episode. English, tell us your feelings about this being naked.
I wasn't ready for it, especially because I haven't been following them on Instagram or just, yeah. I haven't seen their faces in so long. So to see, like, Ariana and Tom making out, and then Kristen's butt in a thong, and then who else did we see?
Jack's blurred out peen.
Yeah, and okay. Just lifting weights. And I kept trying to look on his arm to see, and I still saw a tattoo, but I didn't know if it still said Stassi's name.
Yeah, I couldn't see if it was something different.
Yeah. See, I watched this episode right after I watched the finale, because like they played it right after each other.
That's a good idea.
So Andy was talking about how they were all naked on the past season. So for me, I'm like, oh yeah, like ass cheek here, no big deal.
It's like whatever, good old days, yeah. Back in the good old days. I don't know, I was just really shocked they would show Jax completely full frontal. Maybe he's going for like a playgirl thing.
Yeah, who knows?
Which would be smart, I think. Yeah, right?
He should, especially with his new nose, which we'll see.
Yeah. He looks a little puffy. Is that bad? I'm sorry. That's really bad. I shouldn't say stuff like that. But he does, because he's usually like so ripped and like chiseled.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like more protein powder. I don't know, but it just doesn't look the best to me.
Well, we know he has his issues.
And he has like two girls going on. So, you know, it's like that extra relationship.
Maybe he's really happy. Maybe he's super happy. I hope that for him. All right. So let's get right into the episode because it was really interesting seeing where the relationships have gone.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I want to start off talking about is the Sheena's birthday. She's deciding to invite whoever. And Katie is feeling a certain way. I didn't know that Katie and Sheena were having problems. So, like, what is this?
I think they're having problems because Sheena decided to continue befriending Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie wants nothing to do with Kristen.
Yeah.
But which I think is weird because if Ariana's all right with it, then, like, Katie, why do you care?
Exactly.
You know, because they're best friends, so.
Do you think that Katie thinks that Sheena's just trying to keep Kristen around to stir up drama still, or to keep...
I think Katie, and I feel bad saying this, but I feel like Katie, like, doesn't want, like, any hate from Stassi. Being like, why are you still friends with them?
Yeah. I agree.
Honestly.
Which we'll get into later, but I just want to make a statement. I don't think Ariana is cool that she's friends, like, that Kristen is friends with Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's cool?
Mm-mm.
Like, you don't think, if you were Ariana, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I would be, too. That's just odd. I mean, it's not, I guess if you're super secure and you're just like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Ariana is that way, but at some point, Kristen is bringing up all this stuff, and we'll discuss more of that.
Right.
All this dredging up all this stuff, and she's, and Sheena is kind of the one keeping her around. I mean, and also, she's a part of the show, so she has to be around, so it's like,
right.
I don't know.
I think Ariana, if it were me, I think I wouldn't even want to invest time, like, in hating on Kristen. Because, like, what's the point? It's not going to change anything in my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, get rid of that negative energy. Like, see ya. Like, if you want to be friends, whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, Sheena's probably hanging out with Ariana more.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Sheena is the new Stassi, kind of, a little bit? Just being friends with, like, picking and choosing her friends.
I mean, she seems to be the epicenter of everybody. Everybody kind of not that rotates around her, but that's kind of the word terms I'm choosing right now.
Which is funny because everyone hated her last year on her birthday or whoever's birthday it was. Mm-hmm. They were all hating on her, making her cry.
Yeah.
Which is not easy.
Yeah. She does like to shed a little tear, but don't ruin those minx. Don't ruin the minx. And then another relationship that I want to talk about is Kristen and James, mm-hmm. who we have not met yet until now, officially. And I was saying this to you two before we went on air. I kind of, not that I don't like him in the sense of, like, I don't think I'd ever be friends with him, but I like him for the show in terms of causing drama because I think he's really going to bring it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice also just to see fresh face.
Yeah.
You know, I think they need a little, like, additional characters into the mix. I think he offers that.
And that's why I'm happy Ariana is an official main cast member, too.
Definitely.
Right.
She adds a very real aspect to the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's not a very false person. Right. Not that I'm saying that the rest of them aren't, but... They've all been involved with the show longer, and Ariana's new, and I don't know.
Fall victim to, like, the gossip. She stays true to what she believes mm-hmm. in, and she knows, like, the real deal.
Yeah.
And especially with her relationship, I feel like they have such a connection, and even though he is, like painted as the liar, she's like, well, I know my man.
Yeah.
Like, so.
She's like, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever. It's an interesting, but I'm anxious to see where Kristen and James will go mm-hmm. throughout the season because he seems very young.
And, he's 22.
I mean, he is really young. That's really young.
And Shay and him are friends, right? They do mm-hmm. music together.
Yes.
So then that whole kind of mix is like he kind of has to be around.
Right. Yeah.
And he's a busboy at Sir. So. Yeah.
I mean, I just felt, I thought it was a little bit of a downgrade for Kristen.
Who else is she going to date?
That's true.
I don't know.
Because they don't know how to date outside of Sir.
Obviously
Kristen
not.
Kristen can find, so, like, it's Los Angeles. Like, she can find an eligible bachelor.
They only see Sir. Like, their eyes only see, like, I have to date someone here.
I think
high school.
I think it's just convenient.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's definitely convenient.
Yeah. And it's a show.
And I think Tom said something in the mix because obviously he doesn't like James, mm-hmm. which I feel like it's really interesting that he hates James and then Kristen still hates Ariana. Like, obviously they're kind of over each other, but there's still some animosity mm-hmm. there towards, you know, their new partners.
Well, that's what I was going to move into, actually, because it seems like... It's just hard being on a show with your ex because it's like you still have to bring them up and like talk about them. But do you feel that Kristen and Tom still have feelings for each other in a way? I think yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
in a way.
I think when you're with someone for that long, then, you know, you don't just like forget about them. I think you still have feelings. I think they know that they did not have a healthy relationship. And it's probably better that they're not together.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But you still want the other person to love you.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and like, you still like the drama. Like, you like to find out, like, that he's cheating on someone else because he cheated on you and the whole cycle. I mean, that's the only... Kristen at least was honest about that.
Yeah.
So...
She was like, Ariana's gonna lose you the way that I lost you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of... It's kind of... It's just shitty to hear. Like, it's just... You know, it's not in life that you get to see your ex's... comments about you.
Right.
Yeah.
And like see a private conversation on air. Like that's, I would never want to hear something like that. And I think that's really tough. But the two of them, it's going to make for good TV because they're just going to be at each other's throats, mm-hmm. I think, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely think so. But I think that at least Kristen, I feel like she's going to try and not act like such a crazy around him.
Yeah. I feel like this season, she's kind of treating it as almost like a redemption season. Because I feel like everybody, once they've had like a bad season, they're like, I'll come back and it'll be a little bit different.
Totally.
I think, and I hope that for her because
me too.
She has come off crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
At times. And I would say that to her face.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have.
Yeah. And so this Tom cheating scandal, what do you think? Like what did you think about, first of all, Kristen saying that Sheena's making it all about herself when she tells it to Sheena? I didn't think that Sheena was making it about herself. I think Sheena was just in a place where she was like, I have this information that sucks. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to know this, really. I would rather not be in that place.
Well, I don't think she made it all about herself either, but I think she is, like, quick to get very emotional about things.
Yeah, she's overly emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, I get where Kristen's saying that because it's not like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know how I'm going to tell Ariana, like, I don't want her to be hurt. It's more like, how am I going to do this? Like,
exactly.
Hold all this information, you know?
It's just, I don't know what the protocol for telling your friend that information is. I mean, I would want to know, I guess.
I think you have to tell your
friend. Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I want to tell them immediately.
If you find out something about my boyfriend and you don't tell me, Jake.
If you see something, say something.
Exactly.
Right. Uh-huh. But maybe they should have... I don't know how Ariana would feel about this, because maybe she would feel ambushed if they all three sat down and talked about it.
No, I would want to, like, hit Kristen if I was Ariana and you told me that you just went investigating something that...
But they were like, going to sit down and talk about it with Tom.
Yeah, that's so true. Why leave her out of the mix?
Right. Kristen?
Yeah.
But I feel like I do think that it's not her place. Like, I don't think this is any of her business. Like, I understand if she were dating Tom and heard these rumors and wanted to, like, find out what was going on. And I get that it's her ex, like, her recent ex of 5 years, and he cheated on her, and she wants to be like, look, he's a bad guy. Like, she doesn't want them to be happy together. But, like, really, it's none of her business.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
But they're not dating anymore.
Yeah, she's just hating.
She's hating.
Yeah, she's hating.
I mean, and what do you think about all the Instagram contact and, like, text and all this stuff? It was like, who goes to that link? Like, who is crazy enough to go to that link? Kristen is. That's really crazy. I don't think I could even do... I just wouldn't be capable of doing something like that.
I don't know why. I just think it's really funny. It reminded me of the Kardashians a little bit, because they always talk about how, like, Kim is the best on spying and finding dirt on ex-boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, Kristen can find out anything.
I love that Sheena said that. She's like, if she's good at one thing, it's good at snooping on ex-boyfriends.
Totally.
So it's like,
I mean...
Give her something.
That's
give her
a
something.
Skill. Like, not for
it
nothing.
Really is. It takes a lot of time and patience.
Definitely. Oh my God. I wonder how that all came about, because that girl tweeted something about it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then
I think
Kristen
so.
Got in touch with her from that, and then went to Instagram and got in touch with her.
So do
right?
you guys think it's true? Like, do you think he cheated on her?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sheena doesn't believe it. She feels like she must have read something more than what they're saying on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some reason, she's still like, I feel like he got away with something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Sheena, like, yeah. Something happened.
So I feel like there's something more that we're not getting. So that's what's kind of leaving us to the point where, like, we're not exactly sure. It might be true.
Like, something's too specific. Yeah.
Sorry, I just choked. My thing is, where did he get these girls' number? Because he's like, I hit up these girls, I invited them out to the club.
Who are they?
And then it's like, why are you setting yourself up for potential to have this issue? You just signed up for something that these people could say whatever. You may drink too much. Mm-hmm. You guys love to drink. You don't know what's going to happen. Let's all be responsible. You have a girlfriend. If you love her and like you say you do, you're not going to put yourself in a position where you could potentially, these girls frame you. You're on TV. They see the whole, like, drama
instant
that's going
on.
Yeah,
too,
that's
like-
going on. They can create whatever they want. So...
I mean, I totally get that, but I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with them, like, meeting girls in Miami and, like, inviting them out to the club with them. Because, like, I get if you're a bunch of guys rolling into a club or whatever.
By yourself.
Like, you want to have some girls
but
with
there's
you.
Three
but then
of
you meet
like,
girls there. Then yeah. you meet girls, and then your friends can meet girls, and you're still, like, playing it cool, like, I have a girlfriend, but you guys can all hang out here.
We could be wingman.
Instead of hitting up girls, where did you get these girls' numbers to potentially know how to hit them up to come to out with you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Because any girl, if a guy invites me out and he's, like, in LA or whatever, and he's like, hey, come out. Like, obviously, him and I have something.
Yeah,
we're
there's
not
something
friends.
That's happening.
Like...
You don't, but I don't know. I think that they could just be friendly. I don't think that them
and
hanging
the girl,
out necessarily means that anything happened, especially because he did tell Ariana, like, that they
girls.
Met these girls and they, like, invited them out to the club with them. So I think that that level of honesty is okay. Whether or not something else happened, like, that screwed up. And he obviously has a past where he's proved that he might not be able to be trusted.
Yeah.
It's tough for me because it's like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Ariana just because I really like, I just mm-hmm. like her as a person. I think she's cool. It's just going to be hard. It's just hard for me to accept. I'm like Sheena. I'm like, ooh, he's had a bad past. Like, he has a bad rap.
Right.
When something comes up, I'm like, red flag, like, automatically. Mm-hmm. You know?
Totally.
But
especially, which we forgot to mention, Ariana's comment in the beginning where she's like, I just feel like Tom and I never really broke up or whatever she said.
We just... we stay just, together or whatever.
We just started dating. We just stopped not dating.
Yeah.
So it's like they've been talking all along.
So did she kind of gave that away. Is she admitting that they cheated with?
Well, I mean, that's how she's saying it.
Well, I thought that it was like a they admitted that. Yeah.
So, like, if he was able to cheat on his girlfriend of 5 years with you, like, why? What makes you necessarily different? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
In Miami, it's hot and
with
it's warm.
With some Miami hookers.
I like Tom and I like Ariana, so I hope that there's nothing going on over there.
I do know that they're still together. Yeah. I do know that. So it's like, I hope. I mean, you never know. Like, we're not in their situation. Like, we're not in their relationship. So it's like, if he did cheat on her, and she's okay with it, great. Right. So be it. Like, that's their life.
That's their relationship.
Yeah. Pick your poison. That's great. But I just want the best for both of them, and I don't want him to get himself in a stupid situation and it end up being like the Kristen situation.
Yeah, because she's actually. I mean, we've all met Ariana. We've had her here. She seemed, and he and him as well.
Yeah.
They both seem like really good people.
Cool people.
And Tom has like a level head. Like, I like when he argues with people, he actually has substance to what he's talking about.
It's not just cuss words and expletives, you know?
Right. And Ariana seems like a girl, like, you don't have to guess how she is, and it's like bouncing from friend to friend to friend. So hopefully they can get past their young cheating and all of that and move forward to like a better relationship.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
So on that trip, it was Tom, and Jax, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm interested to know what happened with Tom Schwartz.
It looks like there's something that
going
Jax
on there too.
Told.
Yeah.
And why did they bring Jax? Like, he's the main one. Like, anything is possible to happen.
Because
so you
Jax
invited
brings
these
the girls.
He's gonna bring a trifling hoe around like wherever he goes. Like, that's just what it is.
I'm like, that's just, you are the company that you keep. And that's what it goes back to.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if I'm the girlfriend, if I was Ariana, I'd be like, you can go with anybody, but not with Jax.
Yeah.
Because anything's liable to happen.
I mean, he's going to ask for trouble wherever he goes.
Right.
And he even said that. He was like, I'm in a good place right now.
Drinking seven shots still.
Exactly. But he was
With two girlfriends.
But he said, he was like, as soon as things go right for me, it always ends up going wrong. And
right.
I was like, oh. I just wish, I don't know, because I think he's very funny, and I like some of his, like, dippy kind of qualitiness,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
he is great.
Yeah. But I don't know, I just want him to, like, get it together a little bit. Like, we're a little too old to be, like, screwing around, knocking around mini girls in every city that we travel to. I don't know.
He's
I just want him
tour.
To be better.
He's like a world tour.
Spreading the seed, honey. Spreading the seed. So I want to move on to the pump opening, and this is really cool because it's a very big deal, especially for West Hollywood, because it is like right front and center.
Like in the heart of West
Hollywood. In the heart of West Hollywood on mm-hmm. Santa Monica and Robertson. It's funny because Sir is literally like four doors down behind Pump. But I haven't been to Pump yet.
Oh, you haven't?
But I had a friend who went to the opening night party, and he said there was a giant fight between Stassi and Sheena where they yell at each other.
Oh, really?
So that's to be expected. I'm really
that's
excited. I was like, exclusive. There it is. So I don't know. Every time I drive by Pump, it looks super busy.
It does.
It looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And in the inside, looks really beautiful.
Everything
anyway.
Lisa does, though, it's
sophisticated, yeah.
I've been there a couple times, and I will say every single time I've been there, I've seen Lisa and Ken. So if you're in LA and want to see Lisa and Ken, go to Pump.
Go ahead.
But I do think that it's not actually doing as well as they expected it to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have a full bar? Is it just wine and beer?
No, they have a full bar.
Okay.
Is
and
it
they have
right
the most
by the
beautiful
Abbey?
Olive trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right in front of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's their competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's just an interesting location, too, because it's, like, so busy right there on that corner.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I don't know if people would go in there.
I think it might do a little bit better because now they're redoing a couple places next door to it, too. So maybe when that opens, there'll be more traffic, you know.
Just, like, all people, like, popping around to each place.
Definitely.
Because it's not, like, a club. Like, it's a more of a lounge. Like, you go and sit and talk to your friends.
And most people go there for dinner. They have lunch and dinner there. And the food is actually great. I will say, though, when I was there, the staff was dumb as bricks.
Really?
And Lisa made a comment being like to Jax saying how her new Pump staff is so hot, like Jax will feel like their grandpa.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care how hot you are, if you bring out two plates of steaks, and they're like, this is exactly what happened to me. I ordered steak, and so did my boyfriend. We ordered it at different temperatures. The girl's like, I just don't know. It was just sitting there for so long, I forgot which one was what.
No!
I swear. And they were, like, so cold and so, like, overdone. We had to have them sent back. They were just, it was dumb. So, anyways, but it's beautiful.
And I wonder if Tom Schwartz still works there, because it looks like he got hired, because Katie and Lisa had that conversation.
Oh, he got hired then, for Pum.
For Pum. Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
But there's that conversation on, like, the season preview where Lisa's like, this isn't going to work out. So, I don't know. But I feel like Tom would be, like, the perfect person to have, because he's super... He's just charming and fun. I don't know.
Maybe
he's
just like,
maybe he just isn't a good waiter, because that's, I don't think I'd be a good waiter.
Maybe, is he a bartender, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I feel like Lisa says this isn't going to work out, though, to a lot of people.
Yeah,
she's told had that talk with Kristen.
And then they always stay around. But I hope that Pump does well, and I think that it's cool that she is expanding into that space, because it's been vacant for a really, really long time.
Totally.
And I know that several people have had trouble getting a liquor license for that place.
Yeah.
So it's cool that she's there.
Do you know what I love that she said? That Villa Blanca is where you bring your wife, Sir is where you bring your mistress, and Pump is where you bring
your
boyfriend.
I was like, that is too good. She knows her audience.
It
like,
was
she
really
gets
good.
It. Lisa gets it.
That's totally. Good. Wait, is there a place in West Hollywood that's even like that? That's a lounge? Mm-hmm. Because usually all of the, maybe that's why it's not doing as well, because usually all of the places over there are like crazy,
club, like,
loud, over the top, and like just party, instead of sitting down and like actually having a conversation.
And I think that's
someone.
Why Sir does well, because it's kind of, it's still right in the heart of that, but it's just right off of it. So it's like you can kind of get away from it and it gets you crazy. But like literally Pump is right next to here, Lounge in the Abbey, and like all these like gay places, like really, really crazy places.
Yeah. I will say that a lot of my clients, though, I like a lot of gay couples, and they are obsessed with Pump.
Oh, really?
And they're like, thank you, Lisa, so much. We now have a beautiful place to go to. And they, like, have this conversation with me. So, yeah, they love it.
That's cute.
Good.
I mean,
it definitely
has an audience, and, like, tourists are going to eat it up.
Totally.
Eat it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can I say one more thing? I was there, there was this crazy drunk woman, okay, who was hiding behind, like, one of the columns of the bar trying to snap photos of Lisa.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, you are such a housewife wannabe. Like, it was, and her husband was just like,
mortified.
Give me another double, please. Yeah, it was
fill
bad.
Him up. But speaking of, we have Miss Stassi back in town. I will say, the fashion on this season already
good.
Is looking really good.
Yeah, she looks good.
Really?
Some of the necklaces, I'm like, I could do with like two without two of them.
Me,
like,
that's
let's
like
just do
exactly
one.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Very little outdated. Like
yeah.
The chunky, big, like diamond rhinestone.
Yes, out. Like, this is my bib kind of thing. Like, but I think her hair looks great, because it was like a weird icy-ish color last season.
And it's shorter.
Uh-huh. I just feel like she looks more mature, and she also, there's a different energy to her. Like, it's not the same, I mean, she's always going to be kind of, like, attacky a little bit, but there's just something that's more grown up about her for some reason. But I think it's because she's actually happy in her life.
I wish we saw her in New York.
It just seemed, it seemed a little ironic. That's like, oh, now my boyfriend got a job here, so now I'm moving back.
I'm like, she came back for the show. Don't even.
Come on.
She came back for the show. Like, what does she have going on?
I thought it was really interesting, her conversation with Lisa. And I kind of get that Lisa was upset. It's like, have the decency to tell me that, one, you're quitting and that you're leaving. Well, I guess she quit before. But she was talking down to her co-stars, you know, saying that everyone's doing the same thing. They're all so lame. Lisa's kind of like, well, what are you doing? Like, what's going on with your career? Because, like, right now, like, really, what are you doing?
Are you parenting your bills?
That's what she said. Yeah. So I would like to see more of, like, how her life evolves.
Yeah, and I saw her blog. Did you see it, Styled by Stassi?
I've seen a little bit.
It looks really pretty. It looks really nice and pretty. And I know one of the other guys, the girl who was sitting with Stassi, Katie, Christina Kelly, and the other girl, it's her husband that designed her website. And it looks really, really nice. Like, it's done very well.
The only thing is, she's not doing anything, like, other people. She's not standing out.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, reason for me to want to go see Stassi's
blog.
What's the hook? There's, everyone does a blog, and it's sure. What makes it different.
We do. Yay!
Blog stars, but you guys have great stuff and good scenery. Like,
that's true.
We
have a I don't know. So it's like, I just want to know what her specific, like, what's she going for with it?
Right.
Like, what does she want to accomplish?
You know whose blog I actually like is Katie's.
Tucker and Pat, right? It's done really well.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's makeup tips, beauty tips, like fun.
Some styles.
So
is she partnering
up with Pandora?
I don't know. I was like, we'll find out. Someone is partnering up with Pandora. I think maybe Sheena's did something with them recently.
By the way, Pandora's like little guest appearances last season were like the weakest guest appearances ever. Like,
and I don't think that we'll see much of her this season.
She's probably like, uh-uh.
I'm married.
Yeah. I mean, she's just not drama like these people. Yeah. You know, it's just like, stay away. Just stay away. I'm happy with it. But I'm excited that Stassi's back because she always brings the funny little quips and the funny little wittiness. And I think she's genius for reality TV. I'm just anxious to see where she's going to fit in because she's not working at the restaurant. Like, I know she doesn't work there the entire season. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what is she doing?
And it seems as if she's going to have some falling out with some of her other friends.
Including Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
Which really shocked me because Katie's always been her number one cheerleader this entire season. All three seasons, basically.
I hope we get to meet Stassi's boyfriend.
He's on her Instagram.
Yeah, but on the show.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't think so.
Maybe it might interfere with his real job.
Yeah. Because it's in New York.
Yeah. But I also kind of don't want to meet him because I'm like, I just want her to... It always makes me happy when people keep things to themselves, especially on reality shows. I mean, I know it's supposed to be about your life and stuff, but you don't have to share everything.
Right. True. I agree.
Yeah, and it seems like they're in a very adult-ish place from what it seems like. So I hope that they can keep that and not let it be like drama and cuckoo-ness. Yeah. You know? But it'd be interesting to see Jax meet him.
Right. Or just to see like if she is herself like the way we see her on TV with him too.
Yeah, because it'd be interesting to see like a sweeter, like
a softer side of Stassi.
I don't know. Cutesy side of her.
Like her showing that she actually likes him.
Yeah.
Because she always acts like, oh, everyone loves me and I don't really care.
Oh, speaking of, if you actually like us, you can go to iTunes or you can go on YouTube and give us great ratings. Give us some good little comments. We love to respond to anything and all kinds of feedback. So give us 5 stars if you like the show. And if you don't, just don't comment. How about that? That's great. We just love no drama.
Have a great day.
Have a nice day. All right. So I want to talk more about Stassi, actually.
Okay.
I really thought it was admirable that Lisa really stood up to her and was like, you just backed out of this, like, you just left, up and left. And I wish that Lisa would have punished her, like, actually punished her for doing this. Like, I don't want to see you. Or say something so that we could have seen, like, Stassi grovel a little bit. Because I feel like a lot of groveling happens around Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It would have been interesting to see that perspective of Stassi. Like, trying to get back in Lisa's good graces.
Yeah.
Stassi was just like, I'm sorry, whatever. And Lisa was like, okay. Yeah. But it seems like Stassi and Lisa could actually be, like, friends in real life. Right. Like, well, they're kind of on this, not same level, but they get each other for some reason.
They, little news and gossip, I looked on Lisa's Instagram to see, like, who she follows, and she only follows, like, 16 people.
Uh-huh.
And 3 of them is Stassi, Sheena, and Tom.
Sandoval. Interesting.
So she didn't follow anybody else.
No one else from, like, Vanderpump.
Weird.
So I was like, this is weird. Like, shady. These are actually your friends. Like, this is people.
Shady. And they want to know what they're doing.
Barely any of the housewives. I can't remember who, but I can't remember who else. But it was just weird to see that she followed them 3.
Hmm. That's interesting that she wouldn't follow anybody else.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know she wouldn't probably follow Kristen because they do not get along at all.
Right.
Which is understandable.
Right.
But let's move right on to Sheena's birthday because this is where a lot of the drama happens and there's lots of happening. For some reason, this whole Insta-fight thing, let's start off with that because I'm just like, what is happening? Have you seen Real Rich Kids of Beverly Hills?
Yes.
The editing style is a lot like their editing style. I don't know if maybe some one of their producers came over to Vanderpump because it shows that like faux texting screens and like Instagram things. I guarantee you that those two events didn't even happen on the same night.
No.
Like, I would put money on it that the party at the SLS and then the party at Mixology didn't happen on the same night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. No. They were like, you know, it's like this stupid thing.
Like, you're not even enjoying it. It's like, let's go out and have a good time and, like, not even think about these people. And then the whole time, you guys are like,
talking about them.
Yeah, as soon as they sit down. So, who do you think is there? It's like, get over it.
You know who's there.
Enjoy your dinner, what you came here for. Like, we're having a better time than them. It's very high school. Like, it's very immature.
It just didn't fit with, like, the flow of the episode. I was really happy with what they showed on this first episode. Until that, I was like, don't make this. Like, I know it's produced, but don't make this produced, you know?
And I was surprised that Sheena, well, we saw she wasn't in any of the photos, but she's usually like, it's my party.
Yeah, it's my
day. And we don't need to be, like, Instagramming the whole time. It's like they didn't enjoy themselves.
Yeah, and she didn't care if anybody was there or not, like, if the other team was not there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting that Peter was at the party with Stassi and Katie and not at Sheena's, because it seems like Sheena and him get along.
Right. So. But he says he didn't like Kristen.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I'm like, every girl can't catch a break.
No, she
Because everybody doesn't like her.
She can't.
I mean, obviously they have reasons behind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She, like, creates a lot of drama.
I mean, rightfully so, I guess. Yeah. It's just tough.
It is tough.
I'd hate to be in Kristen's shoes.
I know.
To be that.
But she seems happy with her relationship.
Yeah. And we get to see James throwing down beats at the party. I was like, okay, live your life. But that's really cool that he's actually toured with these, like, Deadmau5 and, like, big people.
Oh, he has? That's
yeah.
what he said? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Which is really cool.
And only at 22, like, that's really impressive.
He's throwing down beats and Tom's throwing down punches.
Yes. Is how it goes. Yes, that's what it should have been called.
How does he tour with these people, but he's a busboy?
With a Beamer.
With a Beamer.
We don't know.
Okay. Doesn't add up.
Something is off here. I was like, we're on a lease, honey. We're signed a lease. All right. But I also, I didn't see a lot of Sheena in the episode in terms of, like, her birthday party. I was like, this is her party.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and it's where not is about she? Her at all.
Yeah.
But you could kind of tell when she was going up the stairs, Shay asked her, like, are you excited about your birthday? She was like, yeah. And usually Sheena's like, it's about me.
Birthday.
She's like all in a ball gown and glitter. And
I mean, we were at her birthday last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, did any of you guys think it was interesting that the party was at Mixology and that the owner of Mixology was also at Pump and they talked about both restaurants? Like,
real convenient.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-mm. And Mixology's not even that. Didn't they go there before? It's not even fun.
Yeah.
Like, we live here. So we're just saying, like, I wouldn't go there.
I mean, it's just
out the Grove.
It's just very touristy.
Just very convenient that's where the party was held and that
he was the owner of it was there and like she talked about how amazing he is and all this stuff. I was like, okay, cross pollination. Like get out of here.
Exactly.
It was just dumb. But and I don't want to forget this, but we met one of Jax's girlfriends. I really think she is cute. I like her. I thought she seems really cool.
Carmen?
Yeah.
She's cute, but I can't even tell you how, over, like, during the summer, how many times I've seen him at the Grove with that girl, Tiffany.
Oh.
So, she liked Tiffany.
It's a little weird, though, how Carmen is friends with all of them now, and when him and Kristen were getting into it, she was like, oh, I'll be over there in a minute.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, in the mix with all of them. Like, after they argued, and Kristen's like, well, I'm going to get a drink, and she's like, well, I'll be over there in a minute.
I texted Sheena this summer, actually, when I saw pictures of Jackson, like, this girl. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, who is this? And she said that she really loves Carmen, that she's, like, super nice and really likes her, and she hopes they work out. That was at the beginning of the summer, so I don't know what their situation
As
is.
As in many days between
them. We'll find out.
No. But that whole moment with Jax and Kristen, like, screaming at each other at the end of the bar, and Carmen in the middle, she was just, you could see that she was, like, super uncomfortable, and she's like, this is so dumb. Like, I don't even want to be a part of this.
Totally.
I'm like, well, you are with the wrong person, because he will drag you right in the middle of it.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm like, and you will be messy.
He did, though. He mentioned, Carmen's the only one that hasn't lied. We all lied. And she was like, have you guys all?
Yeah.
She's like, what did I sign up for?
She said to Jax, like, well, what have you lied about? He's like, we've all lied.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, you could see her face. She was mortified.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Like, you can sleep alone tonight. Sorry about it. But no, it just was. It was just an interesting episode. And then it all escalates to this point where Tom goes up to Kristen and James, and I'm like, this is not going to end pretty.
No.
This is not going to end cute. I was like, why go up to them? Ariana is the bigger person, and she's like, I'm staying away from that. I'm just going to have fun. And then Tom just goes right into the fire. That's why I said at the beginning of the episode, I was like, I think he kind of still has feelings for her.
Yes.
Or wants her to, like, always pursue him so he feels wanted.
Definitely.
Yep. I mean, we all go through that, I guess, when we're going through a breakup.
We do. But what I was saying in the beginning is when Sheena and Tom sat down and talked about it, he kind of mentioned to Sheena, like, why are you still interested in this? And you kind of like that, like, why is she friends with Kristen? And it's kind of like it's coming from him and Ariana had a conversation. Like, how could she be friends with Kristen? Just the way that he was saying it seemed like Ariana feels some kind of way about it, and he's speaking for her.
Yeah. It was a very thought out conversation. It wasn't just like off the cuff.
Like they had, him and Ariana have actually talked about it.
Ooh, so that's a good
observation. I feel like Ariana isn't cool with Sheena being Kristen's friend, but she's not a confrontational person.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
and she's weighing out the options that, you know, she enjoys her friendship with Sheena more.
That's true.
Maybe
that's
she is honestly friends with her because for the show.
And like, I
someone
thought that
needs
too.
To be friends with Kristen yeah. to tie it all
and
back
I think,
in.
And I think Sheena also probably feels really bad for her and doesn't want her to feel left out. If she's going to be a part of the show, like, just she probably just wants to include her.
And I think Sheena also, like, likes to be liked by everyone, mm-hmm. too.
She does, because she was that person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was Kristen, so.
I mean, the first season, she was the outsider, and everybody hated her and, like, said awful things about her.
Definitely.
And then now she's in the
And even, like, season two.
Yeah.
People, they were all hating on her.
Yeah, so I'm anxious to see what it'll be like with the whole wedding thing, because I was there, so I was at the wedding. It was really, really fun, and I can't wait to share like what I saw.
Yay.
And what everything happened. But I will say that Stassi was not there. She was the only cast member that wasn't there.
Mm.
So yikes bikes, it's not looking good for their friendship.
She went from being a bridesmaid to not being invited.
I know.
Interesting.
That is funny.
Well, we don't know if she wasn't invited, but
maybe she
wasn't a guest.
Maybe she missed her flight because she was in New York.
Maybe. I don't know if she was invited or not. I just will say she was not there.
Yes.
So, spoiler alert.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's the exclusive. The scoop. but this fight that ends the episode, I wish that we could have... I was so bummed that they cut it off at that point. I was like, how are you going to just do that to us? And, like, it continue next week. Like, that's how you're going to start the episode next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But, I mean, Tom kind of was like a girl when he slapped him in the face. I was like, don't slap him in the face. Like, if you're going to do it, just push him. But not like...
But you could kind of tell that's how you know he still has a thing for Kristen, because it didn't even need to get there.
No.
It did. Like, it was so silly for... It went to, like, 0 to 100 real quick.
But I think it also goes a little bit deeper, because he was saying that, like, they were really good friends before. And he said this to us as well, mm-hmm. that him and James were really good friends. They used to work... They worked together. They were supposed to work on their music together. And then all of a sudden now he's, like, dating his ex-girlfriend and, like, kind of, like, bailed on him. So I don't think it's necessarily only about Kristen. He probably is just like, you're an a-hole.
And it's
you know?
Also he gets very emotional, especially about the boys stuff, because he was like, I feel like he feels we're guys, like we shouldn't get into this dumb stuff. And we've obviously he's very mature. If he can be friends with Jax again, like that's I mean, that's major. Like that's really big that I wouldn't be able to do something like that. But I just think that Tom maybe thinks that James was doing this also to try to get on the show as well.
Right.
Like, try to get publicity, which I don't doubt.
Yeah.
Because James came real correct in those confessionals. Like, he was planned out.
Definitely.
He knew what he was going to say. Mm-hmm. He knew how he was going to say it. He knew that what he had to do to, like, what angles he needed to hit, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this boy knows how what he's doing.
He really
he's
does.
A professional.
Uh-huh. He's been studying the show, I think, a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen him a few times in the previous seasons, at parties and things. So I think he's very...
And he was at the photo shoot last season.
Yes. That's true.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It's gonna. I'm really, really stoked about this season, because I think that we're gonna see a lot of shifts. Oh, and I want to talk about this too, because on Watch What Happens Live, Sheena and Kristen were on there, and there was extreme awkward energy between the two of them.
Mm.
It was. I mean, Sheena like was basically like this to her the whole time.
I'm so mad I didn't see it.
It was.
I'm
good.
Gonna go home and watch it.
It was a little juicy, and also there was this really. This girl that called in, she like was trying to dog Sheena out. She was like talking about how Sheena was getting involved with the whole cheating thing with Tom and Ariana. She was like, why would you feel so upset when you were in the same place as her? And I was like, dude, she is married now. Like, let it go.
Wow.
Right.
Let it go. Like, that's not her storyline anymore.
I even forgot about it.
Yeah, I forgot about it. So I'm like, wait, what? Did Shay cheat
like,
on her?
And that's what Sheena, like, literally dogged this girl. She was like, don't. You're not going to play me on here. She was like, that was so two seasons
ago. She's like, disconnect this call, Andy.
Literally. I mean, like, it was just dumb. It was just stupid. But they... there was somebody that also asked a question like, how are you going to put yourself in the middle of Kristen and Ariana and still be a friend to both of them? And then Sheena literally without hesitation said, you'll find out this season who I'm still friends with.
So,
and I have a feeling that it's Ariana.
Right. I saw her post a picture today of her.
Yeah, like
Ariana,
I missed you, girl, so, or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So obviously Kristen has absolutely no friends on the show.
Yikes. Mm. You don't think her and Katie are still friends?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, I thought they like kind of rekindled their friendship. I guess not. So, I'm going to change my prediction now.
So actually, let's move into some predictions.
Dun, dun.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm going to predict that... that Sheena and Stassi get into a huge fight, and that's why she's not invited at all to the wedding. Like, she's just not given an invite at all.
Mm.
And I also am going to predict that Katie and Tom are going to have a lot of issues this season, and that makes me sad because I like them.
Yeah, they're good.
Agreed. I predict that Katie and Tom have a lot of issues, too, which makes me uncomfortable because I see Tom walking their dog sometimes. So I hope that's not true because I really like them both. And then I think that... Katie's kind of like going to give Stassi her peace of mind, which I'm looking forward to seeing as well.
Me too.
I agree with both of you. I didn't really think of a prediction, but the only thing that I can think of is what I said before. I think Sheena is going to reign over this season and Stassi isn't going to get as much time. I think Sheena is the new queen bee. She's kind of knowing how to place all these people in her life for beneficial purposes or drama purposes. So I think Sheena is the new Stassi.
And Stassi, you got to get in where you fit in, and she doesn't really fit in with this group anymore. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it. But you can tune in next week with us because there's going to be another episode. So we're super, super excited. Thank you for tuning in. And you can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree and on my blog, weldandwhitetea.com.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias and at MissZias.com. And you guys, let us know your predictions in the YouTube comments below.
You can find me always on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.